This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Thunder and PT's second Tate update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Cameron is a listener of ours, and he is joining us on second Tate update. Cameron messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. We got in touch with him yesterday to be on today. Cameron, how's it going this morning?
Not great. I don't know what's going on with Rebecca.
Well, tell us, it's been a while since you've heard back from her or what?
Yeah, it's been over a week. I have no idea what I did wrong.
And Cameron, keep in mind, you may not have done anything wrong. You know, Rebecca just might not be interested. I know that you grew up in the same hometown, but tell us about that. Let's start at the beginning and tell us about meeting and going out on that first date.
Well, last weekend, we met up at a bar and then we went out for sushi. I drove us to the sushi restaurant from where we met up. And we had a nice time. Food was great. Service was a little slow, but that's whatever because it gave us time to talk. We talked about growing up in Cambridge and what it was like growing up as only children. Found out we really have a lot in common.
Okay, so what happened, you know, after this great conversation with Rebecca, what happened after that?
We paid the check and we drove back to the bar. She got in her car. We went home separately. Mm-hmm. And it was all good. You know, that's what I thought anyway.
Can you think of anything that may have happened that could have, like, spoiled the night?
No. Like, believe me, I've been racking my brain over a week for this, so I have no idea.
Mm-hmm. So the date wasn't in Cambridge, right?
No.
Okay.
You're from Cambridge. Oh, you're both from Cambridge. Okay.
And you went somewhere in Minneapolis.
I was going to say a sushi bar in Cambridge.
Yeah, yes. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, we both live in Minneapolis, but yeah. we discovered that we're both from Cambridge.
Got it. Okay. Understood. And then you go to the sushi place, come back to the bar. That's the end of the night. All right. Here's what we're going to do, Cameron. We're going to try to track down Rebecca. We'll call her. If she says yes, if she agrees to come on our show with us, hopefully we'll ask and hopefully get some answers on why you haven't talked to her. And how long has it been? A week or two? You said over a week, right?
A little longer.
Okay. All right. We'll come right back, hopefully with Rebecca, get this squared away, and possibly get Cameron and Rebecca to a second date. We'll find out the second half, second date update, right after this.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Rebecca has gone silent after a first date with Cameron, who messaged us at 1029thewolf.com.
Well, last weekend, we met up at a bar, and then we went out for sushi. You know, I drove us to the sushi restaurant from where we met up, and we had a nice time. Food was great. Service was a little slow, but that's whatever, because it gave us time to talk. We talked about growing up in Cambridge and what it was like growing up as only children. Found out we really have a lot in common.
Second date updates brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello.
Rebecca.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. Please don't hang up. Not a spammer sales call. It's Thunder and PT, and we do the morning show, radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're just wondering if you had a moment to talk to us and answer just a question or two that we have.
Okay, I mean, this is kind of sure.
No, I know it's strange, but we're here just, well, we've
it's
got
actually about a date that you went on. It's a little different.
With a listener of ours named Cameron about a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'm just confused.
Sorry, it's weird. I get it, but it's second date update. It's a feature that we do here, and Cameron reached out to us because he hasn't heard back from you, and sometimes we are able to try to call and get in touch with people that, you know, someone hasn't heard back from them on their date.
Okay. Well, I mean, simple as I can't be with someone like him.
You mean Cameron, you can't be with somebody like him? So, because he seemed like a very nice person on the phone. Can you just tell us what happened?
Yeah, he's a nice guy. As long as he's not driving, you know, behind the wheel, he's not very nice.
Okay, what did he do?
Well, he drove us to and from the restaurant, and which was really nice. But on the way back, something happened that just completely mortified me.
Okay.
Someone got in front of us, and he was driving really slow. So he rolled down his window, and he yelled out, "Let's go, moron!" You know, and I was so embarrassed.
No.
And then this car gets in the lane next, or he gets in the lane next to them. He looks into the car, and he says, "Oh, figures. You know, the guy's like 100 years old." I just was so embarrassed. I slouched my feet and just wanted the date to be over at that point, and then I couldn't get out of the car fast enough.
Well, yeah, that's understandable, because he's showing his temper, this road rage.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Rebecca, I don't want to make this any more uncomfortable than it might already be, but Cameron is on the other line with us. Could we just bring him into this conversation, please?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Cameron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And Cam, and
what's with this road rage thing, buddy?
I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
You yelled at some old man. Why would you do that?
I didn't yell at him. There's no way he heard me.
Did you roll down
he definitely did.
Yeah, you rolled down the window.
Yeah.
I rolled down the window to get some air, and I happened to say what I said at the same time.
Get some air? I mean, when it was freezing outside, it was like a week or so ago.
I mean, I didn't want him to hear it. I didn't. Look, I just said it for us in the car. It happens.
Either,
you know, you drive,
way.
You get on your nerves.
Right. Oh, I get it.
Well, it was mean. It was mean.
I don't have an anger problem, and I don't get into conversations with anybody. I was just commenting on the situation.
Well, it ruined the whole night for me, and it's rude.
Okay. Was the old man, were you passing him? Were you closest to the gentleman driving the car? He was going around him, passing on the left, or was he passing on the right?
Yes. No. So when he passed, I was closest to the gentleman.
And then you ducked down. And then you ducked down after
I ducked
you.
Down.
Yeah. Did the gentleman look? Well, you didn't see it because you were ducked down, so you don't know if the gentleman heard him or not. Did you?
Right.
Did Cameron?
I didn't stay long enough to see.
Was Cameron honking his horn as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Any hand gestures? You know, like.
I mean, it came out of nowhere. You know, it's not like it was late in the night too, so it's not like there's a whole lot of traffic. I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
So, like the road rage trifecta: the honking, the yelling, the hand gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
It's,
so
it's too much.
So you're worried that Cameron has some anger issues, and so this is why you're reluctant to see him again.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Cameron. Yeah. What would you like to say?
Yeah. In your defense.
I didn't really think it was that big of a deal. I don't think he heard us, and
but you don't deny doing it.
But he heard you honking.
You don't think
at
he
him.
Heard because he's 100 years old? To your point.
Well, I mean, people honk. Something wrong with honking. Every car has a horn for a reason.
Yeah, and you may not be, but you come across like a jerk, Cameron. That made Rebecca on a first date very uncomfortable.
Well, I'm sorry, and I understand that now. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to make you uncomfortable.
All right. Well, here's what we're here for. Rebecca, is there going to be a second date with Cameron?
I just don't think so. Not on my end. No.
All right, Cameron, it's a no from Rebecca.
All right. Well, thanks for trying.
Yeah.
I appreciate your help.
You might want to just kind of on a date, you might just want to keep that passive aggressiveness to yourself till you've been married a couple of years. All right. And thanks for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf. Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.